United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Roger Pryor, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed program brought to you at this time each week by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. It's a pleasant reminder that there's no finer investment in the world today than a United States savings bond. Buy savings bonds regularly. Our guest today is one of the country's outstanding singers of popular songs, whose recordings, personal appearances, and radio programs have met with enthusiastic reception for many years, Maxine Sullivan. We'll present her to you in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra opening our program with one of Mr. Sosnick's own compositions, Strolling Along. Now, without further ado, I want you to meet our guest star, Miss Maxine Sullivan. Maxine, we're delighted to have you with us.
Thank you, Roger. I'm glad to be here. It's always a pleasure to appear on a program such as this one. I've appeared on quite a number of them, particularly through the years of the war.
Yes, I understand so. In fact, I recall hearing a couple of them myself. And speaking of hearing them, reminds me that there was one tune you sang quite frequently that I thought was particularly good.
And what was that?
It was that old folk song, Molly Malone.
Oh, you have lots of company, Roger. So many people have told me they like it that it's almost become my theme song.
Well, good enough reason for you to sing it right now, too. How about it?
I'll be glad to. Alive, alive, oh, in Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, that's where he first met her, sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure, it's no wonder, for her father and mother were fishmongers too. For they wheeled a barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. He asked her to marry, she said 'twould be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give her hand. So they both wheel a barrow through streets wide and narrow, frying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Now this is a story very old of a girl who was his all alone. She was the one he would not forget, and her name was sweet Molly Malone. He asked her to marry, she said 'twould be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give her hand. So they both wheel a barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive.
Maxine, that was wonderful. Every bit as good as I remember it. How about an encore?
Well, suppose I sing a little song that's been requested a great deal lately. It's a little swing number, and I'm sure you'll enjoy If I Had a Ribbon Bow.
If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair, and a gown of calico that I could wear, I'd surely get a sweetheart, a prince or a king, a palace on where I would have everything. If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair, this old world could come and go, I wouldn't care. I'd stay up in my castle, and I'd always wear a ribbon bow so fine to tie my hair all the livelong day. To the Lord above me, all I do is pray for someone to love me. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would sway, if I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair. Here's a story of a girl, a story seldom told. What she wanted from this world was not of gems or gold. Her wishes were quite plain, as you will see, for often she would simply make this plea all the livelong day. To the Lord above me, all I do is pray for someone to love me. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear, if I had a ribbon bow. A pretty little ribbon bow. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear, if I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair.
Thank you, Maxine Sullivan. We'll have Miss Sullivan back again in a minute or two. Now, Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra bring us Mr. Sosnick's own special arrangement of the hit tune September Song. And once again, our guest star, Miss Maxine Sullivan. It's been swell having you with us, Maxine.
You can count on me anytime, Roger, whenever you want me on a program for savings bonds. I believe that it's important for the people of this country to save. I believe that anyone is better off if he has something set aside for future emergency. And there's no better way to save than by buying savings bonds and buying them regularly. And now, I think my time is up. And I must run along now. Goodbye, everybody. I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, Maxine Sullivan, and come again. You've been listening to another of the series of transcribed programs known as Guest Star, brought to you each week by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Thanks again to our guest for the day, Maxine Sullivan. There'll be another fine show waiting for you at this time next week. Meanwhile, this is Roger Pryor bidding you goodbye with the reminder that you can make your future secure with a regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds.